The following podcast is a presentation of Spectrum One, online and on demand at SpectrumOne.net. The following Spectrum One podcast may contain language that some may find offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
For over 10 years, and almost 500 episodes, the NAWC, always on.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's another lovely, lovely summer day here at the North American Wrestling Connection as sponsored by the Freakin' Awesome Network. My name is Nikki Heyman, and I apologize for my absence, but I assure you I'm in very good health. So tonight, I actually have a pretty healthy table around me. Since it's a Pick'ems week, we had to have a statistician, and since Statboy is being held hostage at Walmart, we have VRM.
Yeah, I come back and I haven't been here for a while, and now my desk is like, oh, bleh. And what the heck? Where'd this belt come from?
Don't get used to it.
Yeah, don't get too attached. Especially since you got your neighbor right there, Jason Block.
Yeah. And, you know, for a light week of wrestling news, we almost had one of the biggest stories ever. Almost.
Yeah, almost.
And that story has nothing to do with the other side of the planet, but we have Bad News Beeman here anyway.
Yes, and that big news could have turned out to be very bad news, but luckily people were watching over a certain someone.
I got to make the joke right away. At least Shane McMahon knows how to fall.
Yeah.
I don't understand what you mean by that. I really don't mean. I don't understand. Wow.
Well, he knows how to land safely. Let's put it that way.
There you go. For a man who knows how to jump off a 20-foot cell, for a guy who has jumped 30 feet off a jumbotron. Something as trivial as a helicopter emergency landing should be nothing for him. And yeah, if it had gone the wrong way, Battleground would have had a very horrible, horrible start. So, whose roof did he land on, guys? Was it you, Jason?
He didn't land on a roof. He landed in the water. It was a water landing.
Oh.
And what happened was that he landed off of a very tony part of the East End of Long Island. Well, not the East End, sort of...
like in the middle.
Central Long Island, a place called Gilgo Beach, which is near Joan Beach Island, Jones Beach State Park. Jones Beach, by the way, one of the best places to see a concert during the summer. You've been, right?
I don't recall if I've ever been to Jones Beach before or not.
Oh, it's great. Last concert I saw there was Journey. Fantastic. Anyway.
Ooh.
Yeah, with the new Filipino guy. He's awesome. But anyway. So what happened was he was flying back to he was Wednesday morning. He landed in the water. He was flying back, I think probably back to Connecticut, I'm guessing, and it landed in the water.
I've got the USA Today info up. It was about 10:30 in the morning. The chopper was making a flight from Westchester County Airport, and it.
It just had a mechanical failure, you know?
I'm sorry. I was going the other way. It departed from the West Side heliport and was flying along the south shore of Long Island and went down about half mile offshore. The mayday was heard by a plane that was heading into JFK and notified the controllers. Now, that said, the helicopter is considered a crash, but it's not a crash because the chopper in question, a Robinson R-44, mm-hmm. is designed to land on water and actually has pontoons. So it's a crash in the sense that there was an engine failure and it went down somewhere wasn't expected, but it was designed to land in water. So
the verdict on this is this anything? Not really.
No. I mean, it was, but it wasn't.
Well, in WWE storyline, it was, possibly. Because Rusev took to Twitter, and oh my God, the amount of marks that blew up about what he said and think that he's going to get punished for it.
No, this is true Rusev stuff.
That's heat-seeking.
Exactly. They think that Shane McMahon's the softest guy in the world. But he sent a tweet to Shane McMahon saying, this is what happened when you don't answer my video messages, a helicopter crashes.
No, you fall in water. That's what he said.
You fall in water, my bad.
Yeah.
You fall in water. Hashtag karma. Although someone might want to tell Rusev to spell karma correctly. Just saying. But
did he use an H?
No, he used a C instead of a K.
Oh, yeah. Somebody buy Rusev a dictionary. But that's all right. I mean, like I said, I actually hope they do incorporate that somehow into the show. Let's use that.
Who would use it? Kevin Owens would be perfect for it.
Kevin Owens would have something to say about it. Rusev could build off his tweet. And somewhere somebody's going to animate a thing where Super Cena just swooped in and caught the helicopter and brought it safely to land.
Of course.
Heck it.
Yeah, that's actually a little tag for SmackDown later on, but we'll get to that later.
We will. But yeah, the outside the ring there, you know, there's been all kinds of nonsense going on. We, you know, the scare with Shane McMahon and then the drama that I'm kind of glad doesn't have a camera on it. And that is the drama of Mr. Patron and Little Miss Paige. What a train wreck.
Now you've got this. What's going? There's an update to this. Paige may get arrested, Shane.
She's okay. The thing that's happened is, like I reported last time when we talked about this, Paige came out and said that she was the one that threw beer on Alberto El Patron and. And according to that, that is considered assault in some cases. Because she has openly admitted on Twitter about the situation and said that she threw beer on him and then stormed off, it looks like the police are going to, instead of charging Del Rio with domestic violence, they're charging Paige with domestic violence.
Yeah, officially the recommendation by the Orlando PD is that there's probable cause to charge Paige with battery.
Yeah, but here's my problem with that is that you don't know who to friggin' believe here because you've got Soraya who has who could possibly have Stockholm syndrome and is taking a bullet for Del Rio, so she doesn't get further in trouble down the line. Because like I said last time, her brother has come out and said that Del Rio is abusing Paige, but yet she never commented on that fact, never called her brother a liar or anything like that. So, and also add on to the fact that Rob Knight has stripped Alberto Del Rio of the title with his company.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, family troubles, anyone?
And he's stripped of the title, and he's also out in Combate. What's that MMA thing that he's involved with? He's out as the president of Combate. Where is it here? Combate Americas. Okay.
Mm-hmm. He's out of Combate Americas, and he's also suspended indefinitely from GFW until the battery charges are all sorted.
And it's just a huge unfortunate situation. This is where Paige has to speak up at some point. But I can understand that if this is indeed an abusive relationship, if she does speak up, the repercussions won't be anywhere near a camera.
Exactly. That's what a lot of people are saying. They think that Paige is sticking up for Del Rio because Del Rio's got a lot of money and a lot of influence, so he could probably get off this with a slap on the wrist like he has in the past. So, because there were also the rumors that he was abusing his ex-wife. So,
let me ask you this question. Let me play this out for you, Nikki. Let's say Paige gets arrested.
Mm-hmm.
Does WWE cut ties?
I think what they would do in this situation is this would be an opportunity for WWE to step in. I don't think they should cut ties with her. I think they should. I think they really need to sit down and have a get right with Jesus meeting with her.
Mm-hmm.
And get her counseling, and get this all out in the open, because if Berto is doing as bad as what a lot of people are speculating, he's going to get flat out blacklisted. Nobody's going to touch him. I don't even think Mexico would take him back, because nobody condones that kind of abuse. And the trick
except maybe the Nevada Parole Commission, but we won't get into that.
Don't go there.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. It's just a matter that I think that's where WWE can actually step in, because she is still employed with the company. And while they're not going to bail her out of jail, they'll let her take that fall, but they're going to step up and say, hey, we want to help.
Well, may I put the Gordon Pepper cynical bastard hat on here for a second?
Yeah.
Do you think that they're keeping her because they have an investment in that film they did last year?
Of course they do. Gee. And this is coming from a Paige fan, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry. There's just too much shit that she's done that if it was anybody else, they would have been fired by now.
Yeah, they would have been fired and just pretty much persona non grata. But right now, since we don't have the whole story because Paige isn't saying anything
outside of, the things she said on Instagram.
Right, which is, we're fine, everything's fine, how are you?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a matter of we've got to get Paige to speak up. And WWE, is going to do is probably going to do what they can to quote unquote protect their investment. And if they do find out that this is what Alberto's been doing, then they can take steps to get Paige the counseling she needs. And since Alberto isn't really under their jurisdiction, part of that rehab for Paige would be, you've got to put this man in jail because he's not going to stop doing this.
Well, if it is the case that Alberto is the one doing the abusing, then yeah, they definitely, WWE needs to step in and like get her into a counseling session and maybe even WWE witness protection.
Just to get her clear of this, because nobody deserves that, and unfortunately it happens too much. You know, somehow you still love this man, and I don't understand that. Well, I just don't.
Yeah, here's the thing. Okay, there's also one person that's been bothering me with all this, mm-hmm. and frankly, he doesn't have much to do with the story, but what he said about this story really pissed me off.
And who and like, what?
Ladies and gentlemen, we do podcasts here, and like we're very justified. We do 50-50, but there's a certain douchebag named Ryback.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Okay, this... I'm just gonna say this motherfucker, I'm telling you, any one of you that listens to his podcast, do yourself a favor and just turn it off, because you lose IQ points from listening to it. This moron goes, well, I know Paige, I know Del Rio, and I think I'm not going to comment on the situation because it's their personal business, but you know what? I'll say this about the fan. That fan's a fat fucking loser. I'm like, okay, so you're not going to comment about the situation, but you'll gladly attack fans. That just shows the piece of shit that Ryan Reeves, Ryback, whatever you want to fucking call him, really is.
Mm-hmm.
And combine the fact that he also said that women should be showing their tits and shaking their ass instead of wrestling.
Okay,
yeah,
dude.
But I think he's done that to bait people. I mean, he even went as far as to, you know, do an Instagram video or a Twitter video in which he posted up, say, where Charlotte Flair was facing off against Becky Lynch and goes, and she's going up for the moonsault. And he said, yeah, that's right, Charlotte. Shake your ass. Don't do an athletic move. Just shake that ass. People will like you then. I'm like, you're a dick. And not a good dick. We're talking right. Like you're a douchebag.
There's some stronger language that can be used here.
Oh, I was gonna use the Australian number one word, a fuckwit, but I withheld.
Yeah, fuckwit is fuckwit's a very good term. Yes.
So, speaking of fuckwits.
Uh-oh.
Oh boy.
No, we can't be talking about Brock Lesnar like that.
No, not him. No.
Ah!
Different guy, correct? I hope you're not talking about your uncle's client.
Why can't I call him a fuckwit?
All right, fine.
It's amazing that this guy's, you know, got this short attention span, despite the fact that he's making millions of dollars to sit on his ass for 6 months. Show up, do three to five moves, and get to go away again. It's ridiculous. Now he's actually saying, he's claiming that he's looking to go back to MMA, but I don't think UFC wants him.
No. Okay. To the point where, and this is from our friends at Bleacher Report,
mm-hmm.
There was a rumor from a source called, and I will give the source, Pro Wrestling Sheet, a guy by the name of Ryan Satin, stated that Lesnar has re-entered the testing pool after exiting when he formally announced his retirement from the sport 5 months ago. Was it now almost six in February? Okay. Mm-hmm. Because he has 5 months remaining on the 1 year suspension he was hanging on for cheating his ass off at UFC. Oh, I'm sorry, taking performance enhancing.
Right. You were right the first time.
Okay. And then the press release stated that pursuant to the UFC anti-doping policy, all UFC athletes serving a period of ineligibility for an anti-doping policy violation are required to remain in the USADA required tested pool and make themselves available for testing in order to receive credit for the time served under his or her sanction. Furthermore, if an athlete retires during his or her period of ineligibility, the sanction will be tolled until such time the athlete notifies USADA of his or her return and once again makes him or herself available for no advance notice out of competition testing. But the UFC basically have denied that Lesnar has re-entered the testing pool because supposedly Lesnar wants to fight around Survivor Series time, November. But no,
it's
bullshit.
No,
I don't think so.
No, I think half of this is Lesnar trying to get some leverage to see if WWE will pay him even more. But I personally think that there is no real. There hasn't been much of a return on investment. I mean, the only good news is that the Universal title is not available, so there's more room for the B belt and infighting for that title, you know, to see who can go up against Brock. But that's no fun. I'm ready for the Universal title to be back on screen.
Which is why they fucked up, excuse my language, when they had Lesnar beat Joe.
I was hoping that, and I stated this on the Pick'em show, that they would go ahead and have Joe pick up the belt just to give this new pay-per-view some credibility. Now, I give them points for having a competitive match, but it almost felt like a Cena match. You know, Joe getting in all of this crazy offense, and all of a sudden Lesnar wakes up and kills Joe. No, that's not how it's supposed to work. These two monsters are supposed to be, you know, this should have been Godzilla Gamera. This should have been Godzilla Rodan. This should have been, you know.
Nice.
I want my kaiju mat wrestling. And I got a little bit of it, but not enough. And so I guess that they just want the big, you know, they were saving it for the big payoff at SummerSlam. But if that's the case, then I want Lesnar out on his back. I want him pinned clean. I don't care if it's Joe, Balor, Roman, Rollins, Dean. Right now, I don't care. You know, you want to give a major rub? Strowman pins him. And as an unabashed Roman Reigns fan, I am saying, let Strowman pin Lesnar for the Universal title. Strowman has been such a bright point on the shows that he actually deserves it right now.
Strowman's the most over thing on Raw at the moment. I mean, do you hear the crowd reactions when this man's music hits?
Oh,
everyone's
yeah.
Everyone's like, yes, kill him.
Yes, somebody's gonna die. We want to see this. And like I said, I think he deserves it at this point. He's performed well in the ring. You know, people are legit scared of him. You know, no matter how many Instagram pictures we see with him and his family, where, you know, when he's out of character, he looks like Hillbilly Jim. I'd be scared to death.
I'm sorry, but you can see this man in a bright pink fluoro shirt and you still wouldn't go up to him and go, hey, screw you.
No. I would be very, very afraid because I know that he could pick me up and wad me into a little ball and drop me off in the he'll put me in the recycling bin, hopefully. He's the best thing. He's the best thing going on Raw right now. And between, you know, him killing people and Joe killing people,
Joe's been great. Joe, by the way, Joe's now a made man, I think. Okay.
Oh yeah. He came out, he came out, this was the Joe of old. This was the Joe that everybody rooted for in TNA. This is the Joe's gonna kill you, Joe. And that, and it translates so well. And I love it. I'm thoroughly enjoying it. So, you know, we've got all the, we've got these monsters at the top. We've got Roman going, the hell, man.
Well, yeah.
Oh, no, we've got Roman still walking around going, I'm the big dog and it's my yard.
Well, you better start defending it, big dog.
And you want to know something? Honestly speaking, don't get me wrong. He's boring. Roman's boring.
They need to figure out.
Yeah, how can we possibly take you wrong from that? How can we possibly take you wrong?
No, what I mean is that if he was a badass, that'd be great, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like, it's my yard. It's my, you know, it's
rinse. It's a broken record.
Yeah, exactly. It's the JBL skip, you know? And it just seems to me that Roman is in a, you know what I'm saying? Wow, you know? He's in a bad spot now.
Yeah, Roman seems to be spinning his wheels right now, and that's not a good thing. But it's a matter that at some point he's going to have to step up. He's got some pretty big acts to follow.
Yeah, I think it's I personally think it's a creative thing in which Roman wants to do the heel thing. You can tell. You can tell Roman's there and he wants to just piss people off and do the heel thing. But I think he's got Vince McMahon in the back going, no, you're the face of the company. You're the face. You've got to go out there and say all this, like, you know, superhero shit. Just go out there. Keep the whole big dog, it's my yard thing. That's fine. No one's going to care. We care!
Well, I care. Roman deserves better. And it's just the fact that, you know, now it's getting crowded near the top, and which means Lesnar's got to go. We got enough people here for a really nice main event division.
Well, apparently, if Lesnar steps down after SummerSlam, it looks like Bray Wyatt's finally getting his shot. About freaking time!
And I am very excited about this, and just as I'm extremely excited about the fact that he's feuding with Balor. The dust has pretty much settled on Balor and Elias Sampson. And hopefully Elias is not going to get in trouble because it was just a bad spot.
Yeah, I don't think no. He didn't hit him on the head. He hit him on the shoulder and the guitar caught him.
Yeah, the corner of the guitar, because judging from the curvature of the two cuts on the side of his head, it looks like he got hit with the corner of the guitar. That's just a freak thing. Still looks painful as all get out, because those are, you know, 3-4 inch gashes.
Yes, Elias Sampson swung for the fences and got a foul ball.
But a lot of Raw this week was set up because they didn't want to take away from the pay-per-view on the other side.
But the setup stuff that they did do was actually a lot of fun. A lot of the stuff they did, and you know, I'm going to go to the elephant in the room. I mean, the dorks in the room. Okay, I don't care if this is corny. I don't care if, you know, people are going to shit on this. How long have we been making this joke that Jason Jordan is related to Kurt Angle?
True. Yes, we have.
We have made this joke on this very damn show.
That doesn't mean we... Okay, first of all, WWE owes us $5.
Yeah. Seriously.
Okay. But second of all, I'm sorry. My pants down and I'm ready to poop. I'm sorry. I don't buy it. I don't. There's this. Okay. You understand the idea of a suspension of disbelief?
Yes. And yes. Mine gets hurt periodically.
Mostly when watching WWE.
Well, it depends on the character, because my suspension of disbelief doesn't get hurt too much when it comes to Wyatt or Balor, or hell, when the Undertaker, you know, when Undertaker was around regularly.
Right.
So to me, Jason Jordan as Kurt Angle's son is not a stretch.
Oh. And the timeline fits.
It does. Like, Jason Jordan's 28 years old, so it's not a far stretch. Because how old's Angle?
Well, the story is that he was seeing a girl in college. It didn't last. 9 months later, she had a son, put him up for adoption, etc., etc., etc. And thus we get here.
And it's interesting. Where was Raw this week?
Nashville.
Ever wonder if part of the storyline is a big take that or fuck you at Dixie Carter?
What do you mean?
Dixie and her beloved son, Ethan Carter III?
Actually, it's a nephew.
Okay.
And the whole Claire Lynch thing. I mean, everybody had a bunch of stuff with it. Okay.
Yeah, and like I said, I believe it, and it made enough of a ripple that Charmel had to come out on Instagram when somebody sent her a picture of her and Kurt saying, you know, so is this how it happened? The timeline's completely off for that, but come on, you had to think that for a second.
Mm-hmm.
You had to think that for a second. But they did they're showing their work in the fact that the time frame fits.
Yeah, because Kurt Angle would have been 21. Would have been 21 at the time. 2021.
Right, so
it all fits.
It works for me, and that that might explain the tensions he had with Charmel in 2005, and
yeah, in his real creepy voice, you remind me of that girl from college.
I'm like, sorry, for me, like I said, to me, it's not a stretch, and I know right now it's very polarizing. It's extremely polarizing, but we're only in week one.
Right.
Here's a part that pisses me off, though, with it. Here's a part. It's not with the storyline at all.
Okay.
It's with the goddamn fans. I mean, these bloody marks. Dude, you guys are on the internet day after day after day, whining, bitching, complaining that you want something, new, and you want new talent pushed. And
well,
man, you finally
here,
fucking
here
get
it is.
It.
Ta-da!
Not that way!
him, not like that. Here we go again.
You've got two people getting a push. You've got Jason Jordan and Chad Gable. And you guys are fucking complaining just because of the fact the tag team's been broken up.
This reminds me, if I may. This is exactly what happened this past Sunday when they announced the 13th Doctor. Okay, she's a woman. Oh my god, I'll never watch again. It's a girl. What?
See you next week.
Yes. See you next episode. See you Christmas, please.
Seriously, I was worried about Chad Gable, but I think he's going to be in good hands. They interviewed him, and I didn't recognize him with his hair up. And he had that. Just the right amount of surprise, disappointment that, Jason didn't tell him more. That's
right.
How it felt to me. And jealousy.
Yes.
I wish Kurt was my dad.
Yeah. I'm an Olympian. Why isn't Kurt my dad?
Dude, Daniel Bryan tried to claim you. Like, give me a break. It's like, it's okay, son. We'll handle this on Tuesday.
So I am 100% okay with this. Like I said, we've been joking about this forever. So yes, WWE owes me money. Owes us all money.
Yeah, I'm looking through the NAWC letterbox right now, and I don't see no checks. What the hell, people?
Seriously? Well, yours is going to take another month at least. VRM, check the mailbox out front.
Yeah, one sec. Nothing.
Damn it. Okay. So, okay, if Jason Jordan Kurt Angle isn't your cup of tea, are you having some fun watching Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose having, you know,
relationship issues?
It is. I'm loving the fact, though, that the continuity is being pulled back in. Dean's still mad, even if he got his comeuppance. You know, he got the comeuppance. He beat Rollins the way Rollins stole the title. And Seth is like, good God, man, that was 3 years ago. I'm sorry. But that's the first time he had ever said he was sorry. Dean ain't buying it. And that's Dean. Dean's a DTA guy anyway, so.
Yeah, exactly.
And I love their chemistry. I love their chemistry. They're not, you know, they're not opponents, but now they're estranged friends trying to, you know, they've got a common enemy in Miz and his flunkies.
Yes. The Miz Taraj,
whatever the hell Bo Dallas is wearing. I'm guessing Fashion Sense just does not run in the Rotunda family. Anyway,
nope.
But at least Bo looks male now. So yeah, it's, you know, don't get into my business, but this is my business. I don't want you to help me. I'm not helping you. I've got the same problem. Yeah, but you were still out there. we've got plenty of time to lead up to the wait. Did we just become best friends again moment? And I'm digging this not just because of my happy, scary Dean bias. So if that doesn't get you, I'm still lukewarm on it. But what? I gotta ask the table. Titus Worldwide.
I'm starting to like this. In a bizarre sort of way. Him and Tozawa are aye. You know?
No, him and Tozawa. I'm digging that chemistry because Tozawa is just go, you know, go, let's do this, you know, let's make this happen. And Titus is like, whoa, I'm trying to protect my investment. Which, of course, is pissing Tozawa off because I don't think Tozawa's ever had an agent that's this hands-on anyway.
Correct.
And unfortunately, now Apollo Crews is getting lost in the shuffle again. But, you know, Tozawa being the force of nature that he is, it's kind of hard to follow that. Shane, what do you think of Titus Worldwide?
Yeah, I don't mind it. Like, at least it's putting some spotlight on Apollo Crews, who, like, is an amazing athlete in his own right. And Akira Tozawa, who's definitely a star in the making. Yeah, but I'm just not sure about Titus. That's the only problem I have with this. Like, he's good doing his, like, cocky manager thing, mm-hmm. but I was liking the momentum that he was having with the whole he was doing his own big dog thing, and getting a lot of fans behind him with his barking and all that stuff. But yeah, now he's doing this, and it's like, it's not bad, but it's taking a lot of spotlight off you, champ, and more focusing on Cruz and Tozawa here.
This is not my bias about Titus O'Neil being a University of Florida graduate. I have to clarify this. I have to clarify that. If you think I'm full of shit, Jason, you know, that's your
opinion. No, I'm not. I'm just, you're a very proud Seminole, that's all.
And I think that this is the better idea. Titus has gotten so much better on the mic. But in the decade that he's been with the company, he really hasn't gotten much better in the ring.
Who, Titus?
Titus.
Yes.
I cringe watching him wrestle because he doesn't look terribly safe to me. I'd like it better in his limited role where he's talking big and, you know, letting all of that college football swagger come back. So he's doing something kind of like what Rock was doing in that one show, Players.
Yes, Ballers.
Ballers, thank you.
Which I believe premieres season, what, 3? I think very soon.
When does this man sleep?
He doesn't. He waits.
That's true. He waits and he's either eating or making fun of somebody.
He doesn't because whereas Bray Wyatt says he is a god, Dwayne Johnson is god. He never sleeps.
And that is why you will never see the two of them in a mic duel, because if you really want to ruin Bray Wyatt, that'd do it.
They already did that, remember? Like, Brock came out and beat the Wyatt family pretty much with John Cena in 30 seconds.
Well, he beat Eric Rowan in 6 seconds.
It's just, I'm talking more in a straight-up mic duel where Brock would probably say, oh, yeah, you know, I've heard you talk, and I like the way you sing. He's got the whole world up his ass. You know?
Don't give him ideas.
I don't want this to happen.
No, I think Brock would be more coming out and singing a Moana, You're Welcome to Bray Wyatt. It's like, I could go on and on. I've won every title. It's like, oh, Jesus. Stop. Please, stop.
No. Out. Bad. Go make another movie, Rock. Go make some money and leave my Swamp Jesus alone.
Oh, I can tell you right now, I'm actually waiting for Jumanji 2 to come out. I cannot wait.
No.
Jason, I've seen the trailer and it looks good.
So have I. But anyway,
no. I like the updated concept, and I'm curious. You know, I would like to do a side by side with those one yet at some point, because just curious. But we can't get too far off topic.
No, because unfortunately, kayfabe gets in the way.
Let's see.
Okay, let me ask you guys a question.
Sure.
Where do we think this Bayley and Sasha thing is going? Because logic says that Sasha's going to turn heel, but what happens if they swerve us and Bayley's actually the one that turns heel?
Never.
No.
Never.
As much as Kappa Amy fielded that one and it was funny, no.
I can't see it. And Sasha's so much more a natural heel that you just keep looking over your shoulder. You keep waiting. It's going to happen. It's got to happen. And Bayley has, you know, has, is the, is, Bailey's the female John Cena. She moves merch. She gets the kids. She gets the little girls. And don't take that wrong. Get that out of your head right now. Shame on you.
And may I actually add something to that?
Please. I know you're. I know you can segue.
WWE and Mattel have announced the first ever fashion dolls for Nikki and Brie Bella, Sasha Banks, Natalia, Charlotte Flair, Becky Lynch, Alicia Fox, and Eva Marie. What? Okay. This
it was probably already on the drawing board before the bottom fell out on her.
Okay.
Let's get the obvious jokes out of the way. The Bella Twins, of course they would be the first ones.
Because they've been plastic to begin with. Anyway.
Bingo.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Fashion Police Ken dolls or I riot.
But there's more. You have role play items that include a WWE Championship belt with authentic styling and sleek metallic medallions and tons of fun accessories like a Bailey-inspired headband and legit boss rings. And they have a deluxe articulation and bold ring looks that includes the Superstars' iconic accessories. And they will be available for pre-order starting this Monday, the 24th. And then it will be at Toys R Us stores nationwide this fall for back to school. Just around the holiday time, too.
Of course. What perfect timing.
No, but seriously.
I'm sorry, but kids and role-playing should never be put in the same goddamn sentence.
I was role-playing when I was a kid.
I prefer to call it costume dressing up.
You're talking cosplay.
If you're an adult and you hear role playing, you're like, no, that's just wrong.
I'm an adult. I hear role play. I think D&D.
Me too.
If you're a gamer, yes, of course you think that's up role playing.
And role play toys, yeah, that's to be expected. I only have to say one word to you, and if you say it's two words, I will punch you, and that's lightsaber. What is a lightsaber except a role-play toy?
Yes, it is. I have no issue with that.
Yeah, that's the point. I mean, it's more, you know, it's still play. And like I said, I still, you know, there's already been some jokes about some of the other figures that they should put out, like a Mike Kanellis belt, Mike Kanellis figure, because it will be anatomically correct.
Yes, no balls. By the way, I have to tell you, I love that. I love the fact that he's a puss boy. He's playing it perfectly. I'm not saying if it's stretch, but still, you know.
Well, the Puss Boy beat Sami Zayn on SmackDown, so.
And they're gonna get to do it again because Sami, you know, Sami's like, what? I didn't do anything wrong.
Crash. The face on the back of your head.
Yeah.
You know. By the way, Maria, if you're going to wear that dress, make sure it covers the whole of Coney Island. Seriously. That dress was so short, you could tell what religion she was. Okay? Not that there was anything wrong with that, but dude, it's PG.
Yeah, but going back to her entrance music, she had music worthy of Stacy Keibler. Her legs go on and on for days.
Yes, they do.
And, you know, yeah, I'm straight, but she's pretty. She's still pretty.
She's the only first lady anyone's ever wanted to...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wanted to steal from Mike. I gotcha.
Yeah. She's the only first lady that someone wanted to lay the SmackDown on. Just put it that way.
You ain't wrong. And, you know, some people are saying, oh, this is, you know, all they're going to do is they keep burying Sammy. They keep burying Sammy. No. Sammy is one of these Chris Jericho types. Chris Jericho, Job to Fandango. I still believe he's a main event threat. Sami Zayn's been all over the card. I could see him with the U.S. belt in 2 weeks.
Jeez.
Not right now, with the way Cena and Rusev are, you know, Cena and Rusev are going to be fighting for the good old USA, and AJ Styles, well, AJ and Sami are faces, so that's not going to happen. Though I wonder who's going to turn when it comes to AJ and Nakamura.
That's going to be your SummerSlam match right there. AJ Styles, Shinsuke Nakamura, U.S. title.
What's the line? One day you call, I will answer.
Mm-hmm. And that's continuity. You know, these two were tight in Japan. So wouldn't this be fun? Actually, I would pay real money to watch that match. I would pay real money for that, and I want to continue to pay real money for the Fashion Police that are continuing to kill it. Continuing to absolutely kill it.
Mm-hmm. The Fashion X-Files, oh my god.
And still more comedy in the background.
Mm-hmm.
With a picture of Tony Chimmel, and I think underneath it said alien life form.
Yes.
That's not nice. Come on, guys.
But then we got the horse's head, and whomever killed the horse will be finding them. Could it be the Hype Bros?
I'm trying to figure it out. AOP are still the NXT tag champs, so they're not going to call them up. Though wrecking the office and sending a stuffed horse's head would be their MO. It won't be the Ascension.
Now, I saw this and I thought, horse's head? Could we be seeing the return of the FBI?
No.
The full-blooded Italians is like, we'll send your horse's head in bed.
The horse's head was a nice touch, but unfortunately, my thought was, okay, who did Chavo get for his tag team partner?
Oh.
Yeah, I know. I went there.
But yeah, no. All I know is I'm looking forward to finally finding out who the hell this team is, because it's getting. Like, it's fun. It's fun with the Fashion Files, but damn, we need to find out who this team is already, and we now know it's not American Alpha. So,
no, it won't be American Alpha, but that's okay. That would have been face. And if Jason Jordan wasn't already embroiled in a family issue, that would have been a good place to turn American Alpha heel. But let's see. Horse's head. New Day wouldn't be going after them. The Usos would have done that to the New Day.
It's either the Ascension or I would say the Hype Bros. Because remember, they kept saying we need to get serious.
Yeah, but hang on. Let's because. I've been hearing reports that Shelton Benjamin got re-signed again.
Oh, did they change their minds? Or somebody changed their mind?
No, I heard that he's actually re-signed with them. So I would be very shocked, although I know you'd lose your mind, Nikki, if we found out it was the world's greatest tag team behind all this.
Ooh, if Charlie Haas is still active... And they got him back on board. Yes, I would absolutely lose my mind. And I know a lot of other people who would lose their minds too. And then following up with the question, why the hell aren't they on? Why aren't they on Raw? Although that would be a fun angle with Kurt blowing up on Brian or Shane saying, hey, those are my boys. What are they doing on your show? Why did they call me?
Because you were too busy with your black son, Kurt, so we just didn't want to harass you.
So, but that's going to be, that's something that just adds to the attention and interest for that wonderful thing they call a pay-per-view on Sunday.
Yes. Yes.
So, VRM, I hope that Statboy was able to supply you with all the necessary bits and bytes and paper.
Yep. As well as this. As I put it on the table.
Yeah. Good Lord. I didn't think you could still find spool paper anymore.
No. I was referring to this thing, which I took last month.
Hey!
I still can't believe I won that. I put the damn picks in 5 minutes before showtime. Anyway, moving on.
So you talked to that Dolphins guy again, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Come to think of it. You talked to that Dolphins fan guy who puts his stuff in 10 minutes before, and he's usually right. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Battleground. Yeah, so we have a last-minute addition to the card, as we have Canelos versus Zayn added to the card. Josh had to put in his thing for Canelos.
And there's also, do you have the kickoff match, too?
Yeah, we'll get to...
Yeah. Excuse me.
Bless you.
Yeah, thank we you. Have... Ty Dillinger, Aiden English. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 matches, 10 points, wild cards in effect.
Mm-hmm.
We will start with the pre-show match, Ty Dillinger versus Aiden English.
Ten.
Yeah, even though AD English was warming up behind the curtain, yeah, Dillinger wins. Easy. I mean, Aiden English is now a jobber to the stars, sadly.
I hope it's not residuals from Gotch being an idiot. I really hope that's not why he's stuck in Jobberville.
Shane?
Yeah, 10.
Josh also says 10. The aforementioned Canelos versus Zayn. 1 point. Who wins?
Canelos will win. Zayn doesn't need the win, but Canelos does. Establish him. Canelos.
Yeah, it's an establishment match. I got to go with Canelos as well.
Hmm.
I felt like SmackDown was his...
I think that was his establishing match. I think Zayn's going to get his win back.
This feud ain't over yet.
Yeah, we're just underway. Zayn's going to get his win back.
Yeah, I'm the same. I'm with Nikki.
Okay. All right. Next up, Shinsuke Nakamura versus Baron Corbin.
This is tough. Honestly.
This is extremely tough.
I'm gonna say Nakamura because my wild card will come at main event.
I am going to go with Nakamura as well. Corbin has done nothing since winning the belt. This is winning the case. Nakamura.
And it tends to be that Money in the Bank guys get booked really weird when they get the briefcase, but I'm going to say Nakamura by DQ.
I am also going to go with Nakamura because I have an idea of where this is leading to SummerSlam. right. Next up, we have the. Let me make sure I have the right participants up. Battleground 2017. We have the Fatal 5-Way Elimination Match for the SmackDown Women's Championship number one contender. Charlotte Flair, Becky Lynch, Natalya, Tamina, Lana. So here's the question. Who wins and who is the last out?
Naomi's the champ, so a heel's going to win. It won't be Natalya. She's probably the first eliminated.
Okay.
Do it, Nikki. Make the call.
Yeah, I know.
You know what's coming. You know it.
Are you saying I should play a wild card and say Carmella jumps in just because?
Oh, no, I wasn't going to go that far. Hell no. I was going to do my wacky wild call of it's going to be Tamina winning with Lana laying down for Tamina last.
Ooh. You're saying Tamina is going to allow... Tamina is going to make Lana lay down for her?
Yeah, because she... Well, Lana owes her, so...
That's a good call. That's wild card worthy, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is, but I'm not using my wild card yet. That's just what I think is going to happen. Tamina will win. It'll be Lana steering last.
Right idea, wrong way. Lana is the winner and gets it over Becky Lynch, actually.
I'm going to stick with Tamina, but I'm going to put somebody different because I think Lana's going... First of all, I think they're going to go after Lana. Everybody's going to go after Lana. I want Tamina to pin Charlotte.
That is exactly where I was going with mine.
Because Tamina needs some establishing, and what better way than to take, since she's a second gen, up against a second gen like Charlotte, since they're not going to do a damn thing with Natalya. And she seems okay with that, and I don't get it.
Hashtag two paws. That's all I'm saying.
All right, SmackDown Live Tag Team Titles: Usos versus The New Day.
Because Josh isn't here, do you want me to do the sound effect for you guys?
Okay, it's gonna.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. So 2 points. Who wins and who stands at the
Pretty Lights?
Damn!
Wow.
Where does that come from, Shane? Especially with that voice, you know.
I'd hate to see that you're actually using a vice grip under the table.
Ouch, no. hell. No. I do different voice impressions, so it's practice.
There you go. So who wins and who's staring?
I'm still gonna say it's gonna be Usos winning with Woods staring.
Usos win with Big E staring.
Flipping a coin between Xavier and Kofi, depending on who they're gonna actually use. Although I think the Usos wouldn't care if it's a 3-on-2 handicap. Usos are going to retain. I'm just going to figure out who, you know. I'm just going to be a dork. Usos retain and they pin Kofi.
And I'm going to say New Day by disqualification. with Jimmy causing the DQ.
Okay.
All right. Flag match, okay. Yeah. The flag match.
Easiest point in history.
Seriously.
John Cena versus Rusev.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. Who gives a damn? Cena's back, at least for a little bit.
I never lose.
If you saw the sign, I never lose. Yeah, it's Cena.
I never lose.
Okay.
How much pie in the face are we all going to get if Rusev actually wins?
I'll be happy to be wrong.
So would I. But I'm going to go Cena.
Okay, time for our two big matches, because none of us has played a wild card yet. So, first up, why are they bringing this back match?
No, not that one. Save that for last.
Okay.
That's the main event, dude.
Yeah, we still got, there's another match that I'm even more interested in.
All right, we'll save that. We'll save the why we bring that back match for later, because we've got the United States title match, AJ Styles versus Kevin Owens. Yes!
Yes, and again, the fans will win one more time, but if they're teasing AJ Nakamura for SummerSlam, AJ's got to win, but it's going to be awesome.
Yes.
AJ wins from Dixie Carter interference.
Oh, jeez. Are you kidding or serious?
No.
I'm kidding. No, AJ is going to win clean.
It's going to be fun. They're going to give these guys a little bit of time, too. But AJ's going to retain.
And we can't do time-based wild cards because those are too easy, right?
Yeah, I'm not, you know. There's... I'm not a fan of times, just because, you know, I don't know. I'm not giving it time. That's not my that wouldn't be my wild card anyway.
Right. Okay. But yeah, it's gonna be Styles. Now I gotta think of a wild card, because now we get to the this match again.
But what about the Fashion Police and the mystery opponents?
Oh, I do not have that on my on the card. That's not on the... you mean for the wild card?
Well, I'm just going to say, you know... since sounds like everybody's going to play their wild cards in the main event, I'm just going to throw this out there. Fashion Police mystery opponents are going to be a call-up. Is that too vague?
Too vague.
AOP are still the NXT tag champs, right?
Yes,
That didn't stop Kevin from coming up when he was NXT champion.
Okay.
Or Bayley to come up for a shot at Payback.
That's true. All right.
Or Paige when she was NXT champion. NXT Davis champion.
All right, since there's no titles on the line, my wild card is AOP. AOP shows up and just destroys the Fashion Police.
Okay.
My guess for the mystery opponent is the Hype Bros, by the way.
That's cool.
And the thing is that the Hype Bros will actually beat the Fashion Police.
Oh yeah. What, you know, whichever happens, the Fashion Police are not gonna win.
Oh yeah.
Which is sad, but understandable.
All right. Over to the WWE Championship and the Punjabi prison match.
Wild card. The wild card is that Mahal retains. Mahal retains. Corbin tries to cash in and does not succeed. How's that?
Okay.
Right idea, wrong outcome. My wild card is Mahal will retain. Randy Orton is going to punt, kick, or RKO, or beat the living crap out of Mahal. Corbin's going to come out, cash in, and become your new WWE champion.
And I think Jason just threw up a little.
Yeah. That's almost ban-worthy to me. But, you know.
Wild card.
Okay.
Mahal will retain. Corbin will come out. He will try to cash in, but the bell never rings. It doesn't happen.
Oh, why? Because Nakamura prevents him? Or just it doesn't happen?
The Singh brothers get involved. Or,
yeah. Yeah.
You know, Orton chases him off. You know, something.
Yeah. Yeah. Something happens where Corbin goes to either set up for the cash in or he's just about to hand the briefcase to the ref, but the bell never rings for the cash in.
Mahal needs to retain. I want to see him drop the belt at SummerSlam. I am very entertained by his character. And yes, there is some Randy Orton bias in this. Plus, as probably the only person at the table who has seen a Punjabi prison match live, I thought it was a lot of fun. Now, mind you, I saw the improvised one. This was Night of the Elevated Liver Enzymes. So I had the Big Show and the Undertaker manage to make a match out of this thing, with Kali making a brief appearance near the end. I think that Mahal and Orton are athletic enough to make this a good match. And I think you guys are going to be surprised at how good this match is going to be.
Okay.
All right.
But Mahal does retain. After all, once Cena's done, you know, doing whatever he's going to do, he's going to ride in on his red, white, and blue motorcycle and take the belt away from Mahal. Hi, kids.
Are you serious?
What's it, you know, what does he get if he keeps feuding with Rusev? Why should he beat AJ for the U.S. title? What else is he going to do?
But then he'll hold it for 30 seconds because Corbin will take it from him.
Would you be okay with that? I know how much you love Corbin.
I honestly think we're going to get a fatal four-way match at SummerSlam. I don't know why. I just think we're going to get it. It will be Baron Corbin versus Orton versus Nakamura. Oh, sorry, not Nakamura. Versus Mahal versus Cena. Ta-da!
We'll see. Like I said, I just think that Mahal is not going to drop it just yet. He's doing extremely well as a heel. I find him very entertaining. And again, I've seen a Punjabi prison match. I think they can make it work. They can't really do much worse.
Oh yeah, I forgot to mention who I think the mystery opponents are. Although it's a throwaway point, I don't really give a damn. So I'm going to say world's greatest tag team. There you go.
There you go. If that happens, I am going to flip my shit. I'm going to absolutely positively flip my shit and scare everybody who's going to be here to watch the pay-per-view with me.
Yes.
Well, some of them might be flipping their shit with me. Mm-hmm. If Dan makes it, he'll be. Yeah, I know he will be. I don't know about some of the others. They're semi-casuals. They know who everybody is, but they don't watch regularly enough.
And Loki will get out of the draws.
No. This is going to be at my place. So essentially, Daphne is going to be stealing everybody's food.
Oh, good.
And Ruby's going to be hiding in my room going, why do you have all these other humans in the house? Wasn't it bad enough that that old woman that was here before, that Daphne monopolized and took you away from me? Newsflash, Ruby, that was my mother. So, yes. But
and
I believe that...
I was about to say, VRM, that's it for now, and you're going to post it on the thread, correct?
Yes.
And pick'ems, of course, are due before the start of the kickoff show. And feel free to send in your picks to our Facebook page, and we will, you know, we'll see how you do. Because if somebody outside wins the Fizzleweight Championship, do we have to give it to them? Because I know Mikey volunteers at every other pay-per-view or so. I got to find a way to get him on the show. Dude, Skype's free. I know you're not financially, you know, financially he's not in the greatest of shape, but Skype is free.
And we need to get Delgado out of his box.
Yes. Somebody light a fire under his ass. Somebody offer him a new box and a road cone. I need my laughing boy back on the show. Actually, I need Ethan back on my show. I need Fourth back on my show. I need DJ to show up a couple more times. I need Shotgun to show up. Maybe I need to call Trista.
I agree with you. I'd love to record and just sit out.
You know, I mean? Love you guys. Don't get me wrong. I love you guys.
No, we're with you. Excuse me. I love you guys too. But, you know, new blood, baby. Or old blood. New blood.
And I'm sorry I missed Typho last week. You know,
Typho was great. Typho was awesome.
Good. Typho, make some time. Come back and join us. We do miss you. We miss everybody else on that list. And yeah. So that's probably the quickest we've gotten through all of our stuff in a while.
Well, I mean, the news wasn't there. This was a very light week.
True.
I mean, remember, next month is going to be.
Next month is going to be a mess anyway, because all of us are going to be on the road at some point.
Oh, yeah, that's right. In 2 weeks, you're going to have to find somebody to record.
Because aren't you and... Is Carl going?
No, Carl isn't going.
Okay,
but
so
myself and the chair-swinging freak will be in Las Vegas.
Yes, and I will say this on the air, Brian, I told you so! Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Inside joke, but that's okay. But on top of that, you're absolutely right. Advertising that, we got to advertise a few other things. It's time to sell some soap. Hey, yes. Shane, you got anything?
No, I don't. Except for just, yeah, follow me on Twitter at Bad News Beeman.
VRM, do you have anything to promote?
No, other than the fact that I will probably be balls tired by Sunday because I am running a triathlon on Saturday.
And good luck with that, man. Seriously. Jason, it sounds like you've got everything.
Yeah, but you know what? It's okay. You know, I'm shy, quiet, retiring. I don't like to talk. Anyway,
get out the freaking New Yorkers, I swear.
Yeah, I know. let's talk about stuff. We recorded an episode of We Love to Interrupt last night. Summer's in full swing. So we talked about the America's Got Talent, the end of Jeopardy, a Big Brother, the whole nine yards, you know, just summer stuff. Oh, before we go, we forgot one very important dickhead to talk about.
I thought we already talked about Ryback.
No, Ed Nordholm.
Oh, this is.
Oh.
Okay. Yes, we interrupt this commercial to bring you some horrible TNA GFW news. Ed Nordholm is a dick. Dude, sign on the dark line.
Is there stronger language to describe him?
Go for
it. Is this about what I talked about with Brian, where I said that this dickhead's holding up the Broken Hardy gimmick by saying that they owe him 50% of all future Hardy revenue?
Yes.
And shit. Oh, God. You, Ed, are a toolbox. Rather than focusing on the talent that you've already got, you got to go with WWE talent that made up their own shit while they were there at TNA. And last I checked, you're like one of the last two remaining of the so-called writers that apparently came up with the gimmick.
I'm sorry. First of all, he's going to get laughed out of court if, you know, he wants to keep this shit up, because Matt and Jeff will be more than happy to put some paper down for that. And they'd have Hurricane Helms helping him out, since he's fresh away from that company. And, you know, dude, just one signature and all this shit will be over with. Go focus on who you have and not what you lost, and try to salvage the mess before Jarrett screws it all up again and puts the belt on himself. Mr. Nordholm, seriously, just let this go, because between the investment, the location, the props, and the participants, I don't know if this is an Australian thing or not, but you don't have a pot to piss in.
Oh, no, that's an Australian thing.
Okay. So, just, dude, sign on the dotted line, give it up, get out of my face. Go make some money, go ask Jarrett for some of his gold. Okay. That out of the way. We now return to our regularly scheduled advertisements.
Yes, okay. So, as I said, we love to interrupt. Touch 'em All will be back very soon to talk about post-All-Star game. BS Big Show with Chief High Muckety Muck. Training camp starts in a couple of weeks.
Scary, ain't it?
Yeah, it ain't. Okay. Yeah, I know. Isn't practice starting for your team soon? Because I've seen, you know, for college football as well. Holy crap.
Yeah, where the fuck does this year go?
I know. This is it's crazy. We're almost in August already. Crazy shit. This year fucking flew. And, of course, Red State Blue State and all the show, the panel with Gordon Pepper and UBA and all the shows here on, and, of course, Pixel Nation. The Atari Box, we'll talk about that.
Woot, woot.
Yes. And, of course, all that stuff here on Spectrum1.net, Player FM, Stitcher Radio, iTunes, Overcast, Google Play Music, pretty much anywhere and everywhere. You can hear stuff. You can get us.
What do I have? Do I really have anything? Actually, I don't. Although, to give you guys a giggle, from the fan, just a quick thing from the fan boards. Apparently, MLP is releasing their own set of D&D dice.
Really? And if I'm,
Allow me.
Okay. Oh, that's beautiful.
Wow.
First of all, are these canon dice, or is it like individual, official or not official?
Oh, these are official, and even better, if I'm looking at this correctly, those are game science. That 20, it tells me it's a game science.
I may need to talk to you off air, because I know someone who would actually want that, not me. But you know what I mean.
Oh God, where is Jim when I need him? I would have bought this on eBay and sent this shit to him.
Oh, damn it, Jim!
Tell you what, Shane, buy him and send him to me. Actually, buy two sets. Send one to me and send another to care of Dice Collector in Colorado Springs. Who I will be, that's something I can promote. You know, while Jason and Brian are sweating it up in Las Vegas, later in the month, I will be sweating it up in Indianapolis at the 50th anniversary of Gen Con. The convention.
I still have to find a way to get out to Gen Con one of these years.
Yeah, one of these years I got to go and meet up with you finally. Because yeah, I have friends in Indianapolis I'd love to do that with. Oh my God.
Because, I mean, Joe Van Ginkle managed to make it over there. Chelsea shows up from time to time.
I know.
I mean, I am going to Nova on Labor Day weekend down in D.C.
So, but yeah, this, you know, it's Gen Con is like WrestleMania when it comes to gaming conventions. This is the one that started it all. It's been around longer than I've been on the planet.
It's actually as old as me, minus 1 year.
But that's what I mean. I, you know, I was lucky to get to go to one in Wisconsin when they were still holding it there.
Mm-hmm.
That was in 96 or 97, I got to meet Ed Greenwood. I got to play at a table with Ed Greenwood. I got to, you know, I won a Gilhibben Dragon Dagger in a competition. I went in 2005. I only went for one day, but what did I do? I spent most of the morning talking to Rob Van Dam. But since then, I've been going with the man known as the Dice Collector, DiceCollector.com. If you want to see the world's largest collection of unduplicated dice of every size, shape, and condition. I am his liaison and his extra pair of eyes, so I spend most of Gen Con in the dealer's room trying not to spend my own money. But outside of that, as I said, I was gone last week, but it's all good news. I'm fine.
Good.
I'm fine. I'm healthy. And this show's not going anywhere, no matter what the world wants to do to my schedule. So, with that, for Jason Block, for Bad News Beeman, for VRM, thank you for coming. My name is Nikki Heyman. We've had a wonderful show tonight. Enjoy Battleground, even if you're not a fan of the Punjabi prison match. Enjoy it. And we'll be back next week to all point and laugh at each other to see how bad we sucked.
The preceding podcast has been a presentation of Spectrum One, online and on demand at SpectrumOne.net.